Today, Kazakhstan's president promised to shoot to kill protesters after a week of demonstrations. Kazakhstan lies at the strategic crossroads of Russia, China, and Central Asia, and has large energy reserves with billions invested by American companies. Despite that wealth, many Kazakhs live in poverty. And as Nick Schifrin reports, economic frustrations are boiling over into demands to upend the country's authoritarian politics.
In western Kazakhstan, the protest became a revolt. Protesters chant Shal Ket, old man out, a reference to 81-year-old Nursultan Nazarbayev, who's helped lead Kazakhstan since independence 30 years ago, and is the symbol of a corrupt elite whom demonstrators tried to topple. They rallied to target a system they say enriches political cronies and neglects the people.
You have to understand what has happened here. The coiled spring has now been unleashed after 30 years.
Kazakhstan is wealthy, but technically it's listed as a lower middle-income country, and the actual day-to-day incomes of the majority of the population, it's really quite low.
Richard Hoagland is a former U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan and is now at the Caspian Policy Institute.
Most of the money has gone into a very few pockets, and those tend to be the pockets of the oligarchs and the pockets of the Nazarbayev extended family.
Nazarbayev stepped down as president in 2019, but as the so-called father of the nation, installed current president Kasym-Jomart Tokayev as his successor. Tokayev recently increased the price of fuel, sparking protests in western Kazakhstan earlier this week. That ignited a political flame. In the cultural capital, Almaty, they stormed government buildings. By Thursday, the mayor's office and the presidential residence both burned out. Authorities turned violent. Police said they, quote, liquidated more than two dozen protesters. Over multiple days, demonstrators attacked police, burned police cars, and authorities say they killed more than 18 cops, at least one by beheading. President Tokayev called the protesters foreign terrorists, cut off the internet, and today told police to shoot to kill.
The militants have not laid down their arms. The fight against them must be pursued to the end. Whoever does not surrender will be destroyed.
And now, for the first time, an alliance of post-Soviet states deployed militarily, and Russian troops are in a neighbor considered the region's most stable country. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken questioned the need for Russia's presence.
Kazakh authorities and government certainly have the capacity to deal appropriately with protests, to do so in a way that respects the rights of protesters while maintaining law and order. Once Russians are in your house, it's sometimes very difficult to get them to leave.
Tokayev has maintained a partnership with the U.S., in part through American oil giants' presence in Kazakhstan's west. But Russia's influence is greater, and President Vladimir Putin's may increase with a Russian troop deployment, says Hoagland.
What he's probably doing is, in a way, making sure that a new Western-looking generation leadership does not come into power immediately in Kazakhstan, that it will stay with people who understand Russia, who are partners with Russia, and Russia gets a leg up that way.
And it looks like Kazakhstan's leaders will try to keep their power by targeting their own citizens. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.